Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
A t-shirt and jeans. Mac and cheese. Oceans and sunsets. Some things in life are an obvious match. Like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services. The number one choice for independent advisors looking for a custodian who can help them go further. With all the wealth services, technology, and support an RIA firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabious. Find your match and learn why custody is just the beginning at Schwabious.com.
Hey, before we get into it, we actually have something very cool for you. We are making a holiday sweater because everybody loves an ugly sweater. And maybe this year, instead of my whole family wearing matching pajamas, we're going to go straight stay weird holiday sweaters.
Oh, yeah. And it is ugly and soft.
I go to a lot of ugly sweater parties around the holidays. It's become quite a theme. So you got to go prepared. And this year, I got my own. I'm pretty excited about this.
Now, if you want these sweaters to get to your home by the holidays, you need to order them now. So as soon as you're done listening to this podcast, order your sweater.
So like Tori said, head over to MythFitsHoliday.com to grab yours right now before they're gone. You got to order early so you can get them for Christmas so your whole family can wear them. And please, if you guys wear these sweaters in a holiday picture, please post it and tag us because
yes,
we want to see it. That's MythFitsHoliday.com. Go get your sweaters. And now, Tori, let's get into the episode.
All right.
All right, Andrew, what's the number one mistake people do in the kitchen over Thanksgiving?
Well, I think it's the same mistake that they make every other day of the week.
Welcome, MythFits.
Welcome back to MythFits, everybody. It's so good to have you. And if you're a first-time listener, welcome. I am Tori Belaichi.
I'm Carrie Byron. And oh my gosh, this is the eaten month. This is we finished Halloween. It's November. Yeah. I was just thinking about that Taste Like Chicken episode recently. I saw some clips online, and the thing that I noticed the most is like my horror when I had to like grind down all the animals to feed you guys and how disgusted I was by the things
yes.
that I was feeding you. And I was just like so squeamish and squealy about the whole thing.
But I think you kind of played that up for the camera.
You know what? At the time, I
feel like I kind of feel like you might have just because so the whole way we tested this myth was, we went to this restaurant, a soul food restaurant in San Francisco, and this guy does amazing fried chicken. So we gave him turtle, snake. What
I have the list.
On that
peacock,
list?
Snake, frog, ostrich, alligator, squab, turtle, goat, boar. Like just a ton of different kinds of weird meats.
So we get to the restaurant. We hand him over these strange meats. So he takes them in the back and he puts his fried chicken, you know, however he prepares and cooks his chicken, he's doing that for these meats. But during the experiment, Carrie is giving us these weird meats, but then also giving us chicken in between to kind of like keep us fooled. And so it was like Grant and I were blindfolded. We would take a bite and we would guess whether it was chicken or not. And so after we went through that whole experiment, we decided it was a texture was giving it away. So that's why you had to grind up all the meats and we made like hamburger patties.
So, Tori.
Yes.
I have a little confession for you. Something
oh,
that is
boy.
Going
is this
to,
breaking news?
Something that's going to shock you. I mean, this is going to crack the cornerstone of what
Carrie,
you believe about me and who I am.
Carrie, I've known you for over 20 years, I don't think there's much that will shock me at this point.
Oh, no. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
I eat meat now. I eat all kinds of
meat.
That's it. This is huge. I feel like this is huge news because I have been defined.
Wait by a minute. What? You I have eat been defined meat now, by this, Carrie?
By vegetarian or pescatarian, even veganism for a while. I've been defined by my squealy little, ooh, meat, gross, and all of the shaming that I did to you guys so long.
You would just make us feel so bad when we'd go out to eat, and you'd be like, ew.
I didn't make
you're
you
eating
feel
the dirty bird.
The dirty bird.
That's what you call chicken. You're eating dirty bird.
Dirty bird. No, actually, I mean, at this age, to have an entire new door just open up to all kinds of new experiences is
right?
Awesome. So,
see what you've been missing?
I mean, okay, so this is how, I bet you won't guess my entry meat. Like, what broke me? Because like most people would think
I'm going to go out on
bacon.
A limb and say bacon. Yeah.
That's
bacon.
What everybody would think is bacon, right? So I, in about 2018, started doing this show called Crash Test World. My book that came out was Crash Test Girl. And I had met this woman, Jenny Bukos, and she had always done travel shows. And we were trying to figure out a show where we highlight innovators and people making the world a better place and looking for solutions. And I would travel around the world. And it's sort of like how cooking shows go and they show you culture through foods. We were going to show you culture through innovations. Like this was my dream show.
Is this the show where you had to eat bugs?
I did all kinds of things for this show.
But I am familiar with this. Okay.
Crash Test World was going to be my come up. It was going to be my next big show. Unfortunately, it premiered like right before the shutdown of 2020. So canceled. No more travel show for me. But there was this one episode that we did. So Andrew Zimmern's production company, they produced this show. So I was running with his crew all around the world. And we did this one in Qatar where I was out in the desert, right? And we were talking about how the different spices that families have define like that scent you could recognize, like, oh, they must have been eating at the Joneses because they smell like this array of spices that only that family uses.
And whoa, that's
how important it is.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, that was really, really beautiful. So I met with this wonderful woman who they had been cooking for me all day. Like they had this lamb. Roasting.
So that was the magical meat. Was the
it
lamb?
Was roasting and it was baking in the sand for like 20 hours.
Ooh.
I didn't really realize what was going to happen here. So all of a sudden, this giant platter of rice came out with all these beautiful aromatics, and just a big old hunk of lamb and a lamb all over it, just all over it. And they sat it in front of me, and I'm just like, crap.
And you're about to throw up.
I mean, like, she's explaining how you pick up the, you know, you eat with your hands and how you do it and the whole thing. And I'm trying to eat around the meat and I'm just eating the rice. And she looks at me like, oh, you're missing the best part, and puts a big chunk right in front of me. And I look
to
at
eat
it
around the meat. She caught you. She caught you. I see you just eating vegetables, Carrie. You ain't going to get away with that.
Fear in my eyes. And these are people that work with Zimmern, right? So
they're like,
they looked at me with like the deadliest look, like,
you better eat that meat.
And I swear to God, producer mouths to me, take one for the team. And I'm like, all right. So I grabbed it, put this chunk of lamb in my mouth, started chewing. This thing fell apart. It was beautiful. It was like
you had a religious experience.
Dude, my life choices since I was 12 were all coming into like maybe everything that I have decided and that I am just like strongly against, maybe everything is wrong. Everything's wrong. Like, what? Why don't I eat meat? This is delicious.
It is delicious. We've been trying to tell you this whole time, Carrie, but you wouldn't listen.
Broke me. Now
you've been chasing that dragon ever since.
I still am like, you know, I'm very vegetarian forward with the food that I cook and stuff. But all of a sudden, I get to try things. And my best friend's like, here, have you tried carnitas? I'm like, no. What is this magical thing?
The best. Well, good. I'm proud of you, Carrie. You're growing. This late in the game, you're trying new things. Well, the reason why are we talking about this, Carrie?
What's the reason? You know, if we're going to talk about Thanksgiving and my big, giant confession that I feel like may have been bigger to me than it was to you, is because we are going to have my friend, renowned legend of a man, Chef Andrew Zimmern on today.
I love that guy.
He is the most amazing cook. Every time I look at his Instagram, I get freaking hungry. I mean, I know he's known for bizarre foods where
he eats all the weird stuff. I wonder what's the weirdest thing he's ever put in his mouth.
I mean, this man just finds the beauty in every food. Like, he's just curiosity driven, which is what I love about him, which is kind of what all of our shows have been based on, is like just being a curious person. So you may have seen him on Bizarre Foods or What's Eating America, or like one of the many celebrity chef shows that he's been on. But mostly he is my friend. I adore this man so much. Chef Andrew Zimmern.
Stick around. You won't want to miss it. Carrie, when we worked on Mythbusters, it was pretty dangerous, right?
Totally.
I mean, we dealt with explosions, heavy machinery, flying debris. But the most important piece of equipment was always our boots. We had to have those steel-toe durable boots. But they were never that comfortable.
Sure. Tori, I got the solution for you. Brunt Workwear finally solved that problem. They make boots that are tough enough for any job site and still feel great from day one. No break-in and no sore feet.
Sure could have used a pair of those back in the day. Carrie, it's funny you should mention them, because I actually went and got a pair of the Molders. And they're pretty badass. I mean, you just look at them. They look like they're construction durable boots, and they're super comfortable.
I've got a question for you. Do you wear those when you go dancing so nobody steps on your feet? I seriously could use some steel toe boots when I'm dancing. I swear my toes have been crushed. Maybe we should actually take these off the job site and just start wearing them on the dance floor.
Who are you dancing with?
Buster.
Brunt isn't just about work boots. They offer a full range of high performance gear built for tough jobs. From heavy duty work pants to weather resistant jackets, Brunt designs durable, reliable workwear to keep you protected and productive in any condition.
With temperatures dropping and the holidays coming up, it is time to treat yourself or the hardworking man in your life to real comfort. Skip the throwaway gifts and get him something built to last. Brunt Workwear. And our listeners get $10 off their entire order with code MYTHFITS at checkout. I know what I'm going to get my hardworking man. That's bruntworkwear.com and use code MYTHFITS. Order today and let them know that you heard it here on our show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Welcome back, MythFits. I am very, very excited because we have one of my good friends on the podcast. I already told you guys a little bit about him because he is part of my dirty little secret. Andrew.
Oh, boy.
Andrew Zimmern. Are you wondering what we were talking about?
It doesn't matter. I just want to freeze that there and just move on. We can just say thank you and goodbye and good night. And I think that sort of says it all. I just came from a design meeting for an apron that I'm making in collaboration with a friend of mine to benefit a couple of nonprofits that I work for. And we were going through different their color wheel. And there's actually a fabric color called Dusty Turquoise. And I was like, Dusty Turquoise? That sounds like a name for something completely different. And I was giggling so much. And I had to say, I can't keep making Dusty Turquoise jokes. I'm doing the Mythbits podcast. And I jump on, and the first thing I hear is, I'm your dirty little secret. I love it.
You're part of my dirty little secret. So Tori and I were talking about this episode that we did called Taste Like Chicken, where we tried a bunch of different meats that taste like chicken. And I confessed to him that I am no longer a vegetarian because I was out on the road with your production crew. And that was the moment that just my life completely shifted. Like the whole, my paradigm shift put me into this whole new world where I try meats now. And you were a big part of that.
She used to give us crap all the time about eating meat. Wherever we'd be on the road and we'd be eating meat, she'd just be like, oh, you're eating the dirty chicken, the dirty bird. You're eating the dirty bird.
Shame, shame, shame is your middle name. What's interesting to me, as someone who has arguably tasted more varied things than any other human being on earth, none of the things that people say, oh, that tastes like chicken, taste in any way, shape, manner, or form like chicken. Whereas there are a lot of other things that actually do taste like chicken that no one ever talks about. And it boggles my mind. Like, who thinks frog tastes like chicken? That's always right. The big one.
Right. Yeah, we've got this list. Okay, so tell me if any of these you've tasted that taste like chicken. Peacock.
Does not taste like chicken.
Snake.
Does not taste like chicken at all.
You already said frog. Ostrich.
Ostrich tastes more like beef.
Alligator.
Arguably the thing that is the closest texturally or can be, but all of those cold-blooded reptilians, they all have so little fat. Fat carries flavor across the tongue. And because fat actually thickens up a little bit in your mouth, right? Because when it's warm, your mouth is 98.7 degrees or whatever your own personal mouth temperature is. And it sort of slows down and keeps the flavonoids on the tongue, right? That's sort of the science of eating. It moves across the mouth. So all of these cold-blooded animals are things that have no fat in them. Think iceberg lettuce. They're here and gone. I mean, it's super fast. And so if you spend a lot of time sort of chewing on it, or you pour olive oil on it, you can go get through that olive oil taste. You realize that they have no, alligator has almost no flavor at all. Frog has very little flavor.
I love that you know the details of this.
Yeah, we had squab, turtle, goat, and boar as well on our list.
Squab is a dark meat and is absolutely delicious and arguably my favorite of all the birds to eat. What was the next one?
Turtle, goat, and boar.
Turtle has, I think, 17 different muscle groups in its body, and they all taste different. And if you are eating they're very large, 30, 35, 40-pound snapping turtles that taste the most like chicken. Hmm. Of all the things on that page, that's what tastes the most like chicken. What's the next one?
Goat.
Absolutely nothing. Goat is like a baby lamb, but maybe better. I love goat.
And then finally, boar. I mean,
that's a wild hog. There's nothing swinier and gamier than a wild hog.
I mean, I think we had to just like mix it up, and these were the meats that were available to us. Like, I don't, you know.
Now, speaking of wild hogs, have you heard this, that they have been cutting into the flesh, like after they've hunted them, cutting into the muscle, and their muscles are blue? Have you heard this? The reason why their muscles are turning blue is they think that they're going into orchards and eating rat poison.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
And that's what's causing their muscle to turn color.
Rat poison is laid out in other foods and stuff like that, and the hogs are going everywhere.
Yeah.
I thought they were busting into the half-empty movie theaters all across America and having those blue raspberry Slurpees.
Or going into outhouses, drinking the outhouse water. Now, how do you and Carrie know each other?
We met each other, first, obviously, on television, where I obsessively watched her all the time. And I assume she me. I'll just save her that.
So my business partner in Explore, Jenny Bukos, she actually started with Andrew producing the Crash Test World series, and they knew each other. So once we started being associated, and his entire crew goes out to film Crash Test World with me. And what I really, really loved about filming with Andrew's crew continually is every single one of them had a hazing story. Like, you sit around after the shoot, we're all, you know, drinking beers or whatever after the shoot, and every one of them will be like, oh, the first time I worked with Andrew, this is what he made me eat. Like, every single person was like, oh my God, this was my experience. Like, what, I mean, who was your favorite haze on Bizarre Foods?
Well, my director and field producer, Chris Marino, was the person who I pranked the most. And some of them were so awful and so over the top, involving like doing things that where police were involved, that they are my favorite. And I, if you know, I said that in plural. And by the way, this includes police in foreign countries. So,
jeez, oh, that's mean.
A few of my favorites with Chris, and I love pranks. And I love pranks that evolve over time.
Yes.
So with Chris, what I would do is I would hide animal parts. He carried all these camera bags and everything because he was also was director producer, but he had been a shooter and a videographer, and he's an amazing art photographer. I wound up we were hunting wild hares in Italy, and then we went in Sicily actually, and then the Julia Child of Sicily was going to make this hare with a vinegar and chocolate sauce, this ancient Italian recipe, thousands of years old. We were going to enjoy it. And it included thickening it with the blood and all the rest of this kind of stuff. And I butchered the entire now, a wild hare is like 18 pounds. So it's not a rabbit. It's big.
It's big. So that's like a dog.
Its arm, yes. So between its paw, its forearm, and its upper arm, it's quite a sizable thing. Well, I took it and I put it in the side panel bag of his bag that he liked to carry on the airplane. So we're in Rome, like 2 days later, going through customs, and I go through first because I didn't want to get backed up by the line. I knew it was going to happen. And this thing goes through, and it's on the X-ray, it looks like a baby's arm.
Oh, jeez.
So.
In Europe,
immediately, that's not like a, hey, you know, let's put that through the machine again kind of thing. That is a,
oh my God.
The Carabinieri are there, the national police are there, and you're going into a room to be, you know, like, why are you bringing this on the airplane?
Oh my God, was he pissed?
Well, they took it out. Remember, I'm on the other side, so I can see
I know,
him.
But was, like, was the guy upset? I would have been furious.
My friend was bullshit obsessed and upset. He was so angry because he knew he would miss the plane.
Oh,
so
my God.
So now it involved police and interrogation, and he had to explain himself. He also missed his flight and had to stay an extra day in Italy.
Oh, you're awful.
We are not worthy. I mean, Tori pranked me a lot. I never got him back as good as he got me, but I'm so glad I never actually worked on a show with you because you are malevolent. That is amazing.
Point, I guess the bigger point is that all the people on the show, when it was their first episode, I'd say, well, you got to eat something with me. And so we would just eat something that I ate on camera. And to them, it was quite a traumatizing experience. For me, it was just lunch.
I mean, I follow your Instagram, and I've definitely spent some time trying to cook the things that you cook. I actually have DM'd you in food emergencies before and had you like save a Thanksgiving where a bunch of people showed up at my house. You're like, all right, this is what you're going to do. You're going to go get some chicken thighs. You're going to go get it's like just saved my whole dinner. Like
the emergent text.
Yes. Yeah. The emergency. Help me. I have to make things. You're my go-to.
I tell all my friends, because most of them don't. And I'm like, why didn't you just pick up the phone and call me? And they're like, well, I didn't want to bug you. I said, take me about 7 seconds to tell you, A, you're fucked, or B, here's the way to unfuck yourself. I mean, it's either one or the other. And it's why it's actually a really good tie into the book, because we have a manual on our website for Thanksgiving that we haven't changed in 15 years because there's no point in changing it. It's all the basics. Here's the 10 basic sides, the 6 standard desserts. You pick what you want. I'm not saying everyone should have 19 items at their Thanksgiving. Here's the schedule starting 2 weeks out. Make your lists. Delegate what you need. Like Aunt Margie, bring plates, right? I mean, it's just like, it just takes all the worry out of it. Count the burners on your stove.
Yeah.
You know, I can't tell you how many friends of mine tell me 18 people are about to arrive and I just realized I have one oven and 4 burners.
Yes,
and there's
I've done
no
that.
Way to heat up everything at the same time. And I'm like, yeah, you're a mess. It's not for work. But here's what you can do, right? And there are solutions, right? You can triple Ziploc bag things you want to heat up and throw them in the dishwasher, empty dishwasher.
In the dishwasher.
Goes up to 167 degrees.
No kidding. You can cook things in the... I have never thought of that.
Carrie, we did that. We did that on Mythbusters.
We did not do that on Mythbusters, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. I've cooked whole fish in the dishwasher.
Yeah. Wait, Alton Brown came on our show and he did a whole dinner. He like cooked, I forget what he cooked on an engine. He, you know, wrapped some meat and put it on a car engine, cooked that. But he poached fish in the dishwasher. Yeah.
I think I was doing some menial labor that day someplace else. I didn't get to actually do things directly with Alton Brown.
Up.
When the big stars would come to set, I was probably cleaning the shop. You're standing on the beach when you notice something strange. The horizon doesn't look right. At first, all you can see is a thin white line. Then the line starts to rise. You realize it's not the horizon at all. It's a 30-foot-tall wave of water, and it's racing straight towards you. What would you do?
On the day after Christmas in 2004, a 9.1 magnitude earthquake hit off the coast of Indonesia, triggering a devastating tsunami. It struck Thailand without warning. No alarms, no cell phone alerts, no evacuation.
Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all the episodes of Against the Odds, Tsunami in Thailand, early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
All right, Andrew, we've got an Eaton holiday coming up. Thanksgiving is definitely one of my favorites because it's like I love getting together with the whole family. And I know that you've got that site with all those tips. What are your top Thanksgiving tips? Like the most helpful things that are going to help our MythFits make it through the holiday?
We have an incredible amount of wisdom accumulated over the years. We add recipes all the time. And of course, we have that manual that I told you about that is one-stop shopping for everyone. I think there's several things that everybody has in common, the same mistakes everybody makes, right? You have a turkey, right? Most people eat a turkey on Thanksgiving. I love turkey. The white meat is done cooking at 150 degrees. It'll rest, carry over heat, go up to 160. It's food safe already. But it's nice and juicy. The thighs and legs have to heat up to about 175 degrees to melt the collagen and connective tissue so that it just fall off the bone, still moist and delicious, but that unctuous chicken thigh, turkey thigh or leg that we love.
Mm-hmm.
And you want the skin to be crispy. So to achieve those three things, everybody goes about it the wrong way. So the first thing that I do is I usually don't brine my turkey because I don't want, because I stuff my birds. So I don't want them to taste of brine, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I do a dry brine, right? Which is a salt, sugar, seasoning mixture that goes inside and outside my whole bird. I let it sit for 2 days in the refrigerator after it's defrosted so that it dries, the skin dries out. Mm-hmm. So it gets nice and crispy. But I've also let the meat dry out. So you want it to cook it just to the point of being done. So to do that, I always tell people, put about an inch of stock, right? Can be boxed, right? Doesn't have to be homemade. Put it in the roasting tray. Bring it to a simmer. Lower the bird into this liquid, unstuffed, and cook it for 10, 12 minutes.
Hmm.
Number one, it warms the turkey through. Most people, I always take my turkey out 3 hours before I'm going to cook it, right? But when you poach the bottom half of the bird, that's the part that takes the longest to cook, right? Then all you need to do is when your turkey breast hits that right number, right? I baste with butter. It's the only time I baste. And crank the heat up from 300 or 325, whatever I have it up to 400. And the skin, it's usually browned anyway because I'm cooking pretty big birds. I usually do two with two different types of stuffing. Just browns up and crisps up like it's nobody's business. And the meat is perfectly delicious everywhere.
I mean, my best tip for Thanksgiving is butter. That's why restaurant food tastes so good. Butter. I put in so much more butter than people think I'm putting in their food.
You got to trap the butter somewhere. Side dishes, I make almost everything ahead. I try to, things are all things that are reheatable. Sweet and sour baby beets, grilled cipollini onions, sweet potatoes with goat butter and smoked brown sugar.
Wow.
How does one go about getting invited over to your house for Thanksgiving?
Well, sadly, we don't have the same last name.
Oh, damn.
I don't know. I would come over to a Bellacci Thanksgiving too. Your parents are caterers.
Yeah, Thanksgiving
is the best holiday because it's about gratitude and there's no gifts.
Yes.
And there's football.
Chef, my favorite thing from a really good cook is to be able to look at their cabinet and have things that they can pull together at the last minute that like cost nothing. Like for me, if you've got like a can of crushed tomatoes, if you've got like little individual small things of stock, like I can make the most gourmet dish for like less than $5 if I just cabinet shop is what I call it. What are your things that you have to have in your cabinet if you're just like, you know, emergency style, I got to make something quick, fast, cheap?
The have on hand part is the tough one. You're specifically talking about pantry dinners, Carrie. That's the, I just did a couple of those on my Substack last month, just to show people that, yes, chefs do this all the time. And everyone's like, oh my God, what is this, right? But if you think about it, chicken pot pie, right? If you're using a chicken that was roasted at the store, and hopefully you're buying it at a store that's roasting those healthy chickens and not unhealthy ones, you can pull all the meat off that, mix it with a bunch of sauteed vegetables, a little bit of, you know, cream and butter, a roux perhaps to help thicken that liquid, fold in a little bit of cheese. It's, you know, it can be a healthy fat if it's used the right way and not in amounts that are too voluminous. Bake that in the oven till it's bubbly and awesome and have that. It's fantastic and very inexpensive, by the way, and that includes leftovers.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of there's certain cans that I have because I'm a working mom. I am working a lot. So like I need a lot of last minute things quite often because maybe I didn't get to the grocery store or it's closed or whatever. So there's certain things. I always have some sort of canned tomatoes. I always have like can of salmon, like some tinned kind of fish, like things that I could like quickly make a salmon cake because all you need is some like eggs and some dry breadcrumbs or just, you know, things that are, you know, like a big array of spices. Like I definitely keep certain things so that I can go quickly because my job is not usually entailing making delicious food. So I have to come home and be able to figure it out really fast. All right, Andrew, what's the number one mistake people do in the kitchen over Thanksgiving?
Well, I think it's the same mistake that they make every other day of the week. They don't use enough heat when they're cooking. They don't preheat their pans. They don't preheat their ovens. You know, preheating an oven, if I'm cooking a chicken at 350 degrees, I preheat my oven to 450 because when I open the door, all the heat rushes out.
Mm.
Then I close the door and I turn it down to 350, right?
Interesting.
I mean, you need to take your food out of the fridge. All food should be room temperature when you start cooking it. I have a lot of friends who call me and they say, I've just roasted a piece of fish in the oven. You told me it would take 6 minutes at 450 degrees. I said, it will. They're like, well, I just cut into mine and it's medium rare. And I said, well, do you not, you know, what kind of fish is it? And like some fish should not be eaten medium. Halibut I liked cooked just to the point of being done. I don't like my halibut medium rare. Salmon, some people like medium rare. Some people like it just to the point of being done. And I said, did you defrost it? And they're like, no. Or
no.
Did you take it out of the fridge, let it come to room temperature? They're like, no.
I'm like, well, there's a problem.
You put a 35 degree piece of fish into an oven. It's going to take a while to start cooking, right?
So we don't
understand this basic principle, right? The other thing that home cooks do is they work too small. So when they're tossing a salad, when I make a salad for four people, I use a bowl.
Yeah.
And then if I'm going to wash a bowl, at least nothing is flying out of it, right? if you're at some point mixing, you said you like to make pasta, Tori. I have big saute pans so I can toss three or four portions of pasta because the pasta should be finished in the sauce always.
Yeah.
You never want to ladle sauce over cooked noodles. It's the same thing with vegetables, same thing with everything. And we want to sear properly and put a crust on things. We want to use the right amount of heat in the right way. And I can't tell you how many people tell me, well, why my pork chops don't look that brown on the outside and pink and moist on the inside. And I'm like, my first question, what size pan are you using? Because people tend to jam six big pork chops into a 10-inch skillet. I don't even know how they do it.
Right.
It's amazing. It's miraculous. It's an act of God. It's magic. I want to make sure I have an inch and a half, 2 inches between all my pieces of food so that I don't wind up with all this liquid in the bottom of my pan. You want the evaporation. You want the pan to sear the meat. So that is, you know, you don't want to overcrowd anything. Americans tend to overcrowd everything because we only have a 10-inch skillet and a 12-inch skillet. And I tell my friends all the time, you can make one pork chop in a 14-inch skillet, but you can't make six pork chops in a 10 or 12-inch skillet.
So, you heard it here from Andrew Zimmern. Keep it hot. Size matters. Myth confirmed. All right, Andrew. I mean, I follow everything that you do, but where can our audience find everything you do? Where are you on the socials? What should we do to follow you?
I'm everywhere. AndrewZimmern.com is one-stop shopping. Chef AZ on Instagram, at Andrew Zimmern, everywhere else.
I mean, this man has frozen foods, he's got spices, he's got advice, he's got everything. So I am so glad that you were here with us. Thank you for visiting.
When does your book come out?
It's already out. October 28th is when it drops, so you can find it at booksellers near you or on Amazon. The Blue Food Cookbook, co-authored with Barton Seaver in collaboration with Fed by Blue. It's a great, great, great book.
Awesome.
Fed by Blue's awesome. Right on. Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah,
I really appreciate you being here with us.
Thank you. It was a delight.
I don't know about you, Tori, but I always get just a little bit stressed when the holidays come up and it's time to start doing all that gift shopping.
Carrie, you don't have to stress. Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now's the perfect time to cross names off your list. So I went and got this game. It's called Unlock the Wine Escape Room Game. You stick a bottle of wine into this cage, and it's this really fun game of trying to figure out what the combo is to open up the wine. I know it's totally ridiculous, but
I never knew I needed to combine an escape room with wine. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads and kids and teens to book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else.
When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season.
So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/mythfits. That's uncommongoods.com/mythfits for 15% off. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Welcome back, MythBits. That was really fun. I love Andrew.
Oh my God.
He's the best.
So many great ideas. So many great cooking techniques.
He has saved my Thanksgiving a couple times, but last time, all of a sudden, like a bunch of people were like orphaned and they came over to my house and I was just like, crap, I do not have enough food. And I had this moment where I felt like I was name dropping to myself. I'm like, oh, hold on. Let me just text Andrew. He was more than happy. He called me right away. He's like, all right, nice this is guy. What you're going to do. And I was like, this is awesome. This is like the best friend to have.
Your lifeline, your turkey day lifeline. Oh, shoot. You know what I forgot?
What?
I wanted to ask him. Okay. Shoot. Do you remember in Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom? We tested a bunch of myths from that. But there's a scene where they're all sitting around and they bring out chilled monkey brains. And I want to know if that's Hollywood or if that's an actual delicacy somewhere. Dang it.
I mean.
Can you text him and ask him that? Shoot, I totally forgot to ask
him. I'm going to text him right now. Hold on.
Because remember we did Falling Through the Awnings. That was from that movie. We tested.
Tori forgot to ask you if in Indiana Jones, where they ate chilled monkey brains, is that actually a thing? Okay, I'm just going to add that there.
All right.
Tori, what's the grossest thing that you've ever had to eat?
Oh, gosh, the grossest. I'm trying to think of something that I ate and it made me throw up instantly. Like maybe
I'm going
to
tell
even...
you, I right. ate some of that Norwegian fermented 100-year shark.
Ooh.
It was, it took a little vodka, but like I was with these, like I was with a production crew and, you know, somebody just had that along with them. And it was dare food for sure. Like, I mean, they were like, it's fine. This is what we eat. And they were definitely just trying to get me squealing because they opened that up and I was like instantly gagging. But I was also, you know, like very few women on this shoot. So I was just like, no, I'm proving myself because I have that weird thing about me that I'm just like, no, I'm as strong as the boy. So look, I'm going to put that in my mouth. And I couldn't swallow. I couldn't swallow it. I just was like, oh, I finally swallowed and was like, I'm going to regret that. Did a shot real quick and just was just like, I'm done. I got to go. Nope.
You know what mine is?
This
is for my dad. Pig's feet. Ugh. Yeah. My family are obsessed with pig's feet.
They
slow cook it in tomato sauce, and they're like constantly, try it. And I've tried it all my life, like when I was a little kid and even in my adult life. And now I smell it and it just makes me like cringe. Every time they make it, they call me, come on, we're going to have pig's feet. I don't get it. I just, like they say it's a delicacy. I don't see it, but that's just me.
Yeah, everybody's got their own thing. I mean, my best friend, half the stuff she eats is just like dare food to me. And when we were going through the markets of Vietnam, you know, she'd be like chewing on a chicken foot and be like, this is normal, Carrie. Like here, everybody does that. I'm like, I'm not that inaugurated into meat quite yet, like that I can do that. Like at this one point, we were in Cambodia and there was this woman pushing a cart, right? And there was these like little like sea snails in the cart. Now it is hot out and these sea snails are just like baking in the heat. And I look over there and she's like, ooh, I want to try that. And the guide we were with, he's like, no, that's for locals. You can't eat that. And she's like, no, I want to try it. I'm like, Brittany, no, you cannot eat that. She's like, no, I'm like, she's adventurous. She's a dare for it. She's like, no, I'm here. I'm going to try it. And he had this look on his face like, oh, this is going to end badly. And so she goes over there. She gets this like little bag of these like in the sun pieces of seafood. She eats a couple of them. I'm like, wait, hold on. I want to take a picture of the before shot. Click. Just in case. But this woman has a stomach of iron. She was perfectly fine.
She didn't get sick.
No, if I ate that, my trip would have been over. But like, this woman, she can, like, I don't know. She trains herself on, she can eat anything.
I remember the one of the worst things I ever drank. And it, like, ew, God. There was, do you remember Izzy's Steakhouse in San Francisco?
Yeah.
So we used to go there, with Brian, Lecky, Ben,
producer, Hansen, cameraman,
yeah. and Steve Christensen. He was also there. So the four of us, two producer, director, and cameraman, and I go to this place for dinner, and it was like our favorite place, and we became really good friends with the manager and the waiters and the bartenders. So this bartender is like, oh, one of our bus boys. He's Vietnamese. Just got back home from Vietnam. And he brought this, it was like a rice spirit, you know, like they fermented, or, you know, they distilled this alcohol from rice, but inside the bottle was a cobra fighting a scorpion. So they posed these creatures in the bottle, and then they fill it up with this booze.
Wait, you're supposed, that's not just a tourist thing? Like people drink that? Because I thought that was just something you bring home to like say, hey, look what you drank that?
Well, so they brought over shots. They brought over the bottle and they each gave us a shot.
Wow.
Smartly, the producer and the director were like, no, thanks. Me and Ben were already a few glasses of wine in. So we're like, yeah, we'll take it. I took it. The smell was disgusting. I took the shot and was like, ugh. And I was just holding everything I could to like not throw up. Ben took the shot. He instantly was like, got up from the table, ran to the bathroom, threw up. And then I just was like, I can't do it. I can't. And I was like, I was like, can I get some water? Can I get a beer? Like anything to get this taste out of my mouth. And then I was just like, I can't do it. I ran to the bathroom and threw up.
We are definitely going to find out that is not something you're supposed to drink. That does not sound
God.
Like.
Well, everybody, I mean, apparently they all drink it. So it was disgusting.
Woo. All right. I think we're at that part of the show where we take an audience question. And I'm really excited today because we got another video question. So, guys, if you want to submit a video or an audio to us, you can do it on Instagram or you can do it through our website. We're collecting these because it's way more fun to be able to participate with you and to see your faces and to see who you really are. So please keep sending us these video questions.
Yes. All right. What do we got, Carrie? Who's up?
Hi, Carrie and Tori. My name is Abby, and this is my husband, Eli. We are longtime viewers of the show and have been watching since we were both little. We have now found your podcast and have really enjoyed listening to it, and we thought it would be a fun idea to send in a video question. So my question is for Carrie, and I want to know if your outfits were planned or if they were encouraged by the puppet master producer.
Hey guys, my question is for, I guess, both of you. I actually work in metal fabrication and run quite a few different machines, and I wanted to know what was kind of the hardest trade for you guys to learn as you went across the journey of Mythbusters and doing these different experiments.
Bye.
Thank you, Abby and Ela. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great
so,
questions.
Abby, to answer that question, were my outfits planned? No. In fact, I look at some of those episodes with such regret because the fashions were so...
Planning was the last thing that was involved.
Early 2000s, those outfits, for one, I didn't make a lot of money. So a lot of the shirts that I would wear were shirts where I cut out what they said because I was a shot girl at night or an ambassador for spirits. So it would say like Hennessy. So I would cut the Hennessy out because the shirt was free. And then you could put your microphone right there. So the audio recordist loved them. I also just had this weird like, man, we didn't have like makeup or stylists or anything like that. So I was wearing whatever weird fashion was there at the time. Super duper low pants were not really good when you were working under a car because you bend over and just like whale tail. Like they constantly had to like, you know, shoot around the fact that the pants were too low.
That part was planned though. just so everyone's clear, that part was planned. So wait, so you're saying you can't blame the puppet master for the way you dressed?
No, I can't blame anybody. And when I got pregnant, like there was no good maternity clothes out there that weren't super expensive. So I just went to Forever 21 and bought all these really weird looking clothes that were like Empire waist. But I definitely had this like moment where I was driving to Mythbusters. And I looked in the rearview mirror and I saw myself. I can't believe I'm telling the story on the day that I'm wearing pigtails. But I looked in the rearview mirror and I'm like, I'm 30 now. I look like Avril Lavigne. I've got on these sleeves. I've got piercings. I've got pigtails. And I just had this whole like, stop. So I took out my tongue piercing. I took out my nipple piercings. I put them in the ashtray. I like took my pigtails out. I took off my little sleeves and I'm like, I'm a woman now. I am not going to dress like that anymore.
But you're still wearing the tie like a belt.
What's
that
I
all
wear
about?
The tie like a belt for my punk rock roots, but also because those ties I wear were my dad's. My dad was in real estate, and I used to tie his tie for him in the morning before he would leave. And I got really good at tying my dad's tie, and it was just like a sweet little. So I wear my ties now as just a nod to my dad because he was so proud of me always, and it's like I'm bringing him with me. So it's an important interview.
Now I feel bad about bringing up the whole tie thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tori.
What about the fingerless gloves? Let's go on.
I love those. I still love fingerless gloves so
much.
Dude,
I used to like wear those in high school. I was like a rocker. I was like into heavy metal bands and it was like, yeah, with the spikes on them.
I love spikes. I can't let go. Like there's a whole time there where I was just like, no, I'm beyond these things, but I'm bringing them back. I love my spike gloves from Punk Majesty. I watched Some Kind of Wonderful recently and she had the leather fingerless gloves with the fringe. And I'm like, oh, I've got those in storage. And I pulled them right out. I love fingerless gloves.
Sorry, my leg's cramping up.
We've been sitting here for too long. All right,
Tori. We've been sitting here too long.
Okay, sorry. So the second part of the question, what was the biggest challenge for you as far as things that we had to learn, like machining, welding, whatever? What was hard for you?
The hardest was TIG welding. I still, aluminum TIG welding, still to this day, I have never mastered it. Like, other kinds, stick welding, MIG welding, I can do, but the TIG, the aluminum TIG, still to this day, I don't know how to do it. So that was, that's my.
I never got to really learn, like anything that was with the electronics. Grant always did them and I never learned them. So like, I think now if somebody put that in front of me, I'd be like, oh crap, I'm gonna have to go look up what he did because that was just like, he was so good at it that I never really mastered any of that. I loved learning to weld, though.
You know,
I thought that was awesome.
He's got a degree as an electrical engineer. Like, that's not something you just pick up.
Yeah. Well, that's why he always did that.
I love how you're like, okay, I got to figure out this board now. I got to figure it out because Grant's not here. I got to figure this board out. Come on.
Oh, Granty.
Oh,
no.
Grant.
Like he was always like, I remember like the remote control cars, like when he would get so excited when there was anything that was his specialty because he's like, oh, yeah,
robot.
I got this. They're like, yeah.
He wanted to build a robot. He always wanted to build robots.
He got it. Oh, Granty, missed that guy. All right.
Well, thank you guys for listening. Thanks for coming back. Always fun, Carrie, to catch up.
Yeah, and like the video questions are my favorite.
Oh my God.
Please keep submitting those. Instagram, do it on our site. Like, follow, subscribe, all the things. And every friend that you recommend this podcast to that becomes a subscriber, a puppy smiles.
Oh.
My puppy.
Stay festive, Mythfits.
Stay festive, Mythfits, but also make it weird.
Pioneer.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.